This nigga is so disrespectful. Ebu imagine Andy, boy Andy, wako. Boy wako, wewe moja wewe. Boy wako anakuambia damn bro, kuna DM nilikuwa na bonga naye manze, oh the DM was lit nini nini. Ebu cheki hapo vile nilislide. So me I'm like, and then he waits for your reaction first ndio ajoke. Now I have him where I want him. So me I'm picking up my boy, I'm like, hey bro, hey, game ni safi, game ni clean. Guess what this nigga tells me? Ayone za tumia pia.
Ani mwana unapendaka kwenyeke kwa trick.
Ani unapendaka kumwaga unga yone. Umeniona mimi ni mnyonge. This is The Chop Shop. Only a few who understand. Chopping bricks like a rabbit. What is this? No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. I know I'm about to kill it. I'm definitely in my zone. Music. Culture. Vibes. Let's chop it up, baby.
Duanga. Austin, no one akuinanga Osto. Austin. Wanakuitaga Osto? Akina nani?
What's the sweetest name ushaitwa kwa bed? Na denge.
Cheki.
Yani uliitwa uko like, hey, time out.
No. Mbona ulipeleka kwa bed mara ya kwanza? Sasa ungesema hata aliitwa nini kazini?
I asked.
Awa kifani. Mbia aliitwa. You know Arsenal fans are praying inside the church.
Mm-mm.
Sawa basi kitandani for Austin,
which is the sweetest one, the sweet yani, hey,
his fake celibate.
Sawa baina noma, but akona record so far.
Sawa wamekuita aje atoti
ati
hata sitaki kusikia kitu.
I'm so glad hakuna microphone hapo nyuma.
Na editor, please make sure umeweka kama ngoma.
No, put some classical music over that.
Yeah, like the Titanic music. But yeah, wagwan. Damn. Took like the fourth time on the visuals. It's getting so nice.
Oh, third. It's the third one, yeah. I like the ambition though. I like the ambition.
Maybe next I could have visuals.
Check his quiz, man.
But yeah, I've been Neville.
And Young.
Yes, man. This is the Chop Shop Pod. Welcome back. This is The Good Company. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Hey, housekeeping out of the way. Ni aje lakini, and you go fresh?
I don't want to stories and ginyo sana, man. Then you check your comment section, bro.
I think you know what I've decided. I'll not be reading the comments.
Hey, but I've been a man sekete sana nyinyi. Ni mecheki.
Napenda tu ati epigeni hizo stories zenu za
epigeni mask, epigeni mask tena.
Guys, go to the previous episodes.
Kuna zo by the way.
Ziko huko nimezieka mbali. Leo kuna these are my confessions. Leo kuna. I was watching back the pod and I was like,
Tuliban.
No. It was nice, but it was like, mambo ya munch. Manza ni feel kama ice spice. Sasa kiona ice spice, that's the only thing I'm thinking about.
Tulienda sana lakini.
It was nice lakini. But yeah, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Yeah. Send this to a few people because you are our ambassador, you know? And that's how we are moving. How's your week been, manze? Wase walikuwa naita? All those guys who are calling their babe sunshine, now look what you've done. It's raining everywhere.
And you unajua tulikuwa tunavyo conversation kwa mics and guys were like, oh, this weather, oh, it's too hot. I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? Unajua katikati ya mwaka tukifika mwezi wa sita hivi, mwezi wa saba, utakonaita na vibaya sana. You'll be missing the sun that was here, you know.
Yeah.
You can go swimming, you can down dress.
Yeah.
Walikuwa nasema, because me, I'm like, you can also cuddle in this weather. You can still cuddle in this weather. Them, they're like,
Yeah, especially with this Karen, it's a good one.
No. Like, right now it's raining, but...
The other one is yaki, bro.
What do you mean yaki? Cindy, yo, slippery.
No. When they're cuddling in the heat, it's like, even when you go even to like Costa or Lamu, or you know, when you travel and go to like a hot place, yes.
So you don't get it on in this weather?
No, you get it on, but then after that, it's like, get away. Get away.
You don't come here.
But yeah, but it makes sense with when it's a bit chilly, you know?
Yeah,
a bit
of rain.
Yeah.
I appreciate everything in short. The cold weather, the rain, the
but
heat,
at least
the sun.
Cold also, you get to dress. Oh, you said down dress. You up. Get dressed up.
No, me like, spendi kuvalia nguo. Yondo shida yangu. Spendi kuvalia nguo.
Imagine you were the hot. Where is he pigai ile trench here, you know? Yeah, like St. Pat, like St. Pat, Jim St. Pat. You know, you can't pick up the trench, you know. You can't rock your things, you know. So, but when the weather is...
Only when I'm going to meet Angela.
Angie. Hey.
Shake you.
But anyway, that's how you know we are not normal. Anyway, but yeah, screw I feel as if sometimes, yeah, when the weather is a bit chilly, it allows you to wear those things kwa closet ambazo zimekuwa zikichukua dust mbaya.
I don't mind, but I also squandi in excess kwa closet yangu. Kwa drobe yangu, I think I have just enough.
But don't you sure have those, just enough. Don't you have those wares that you're like, this is for a particular type of like weather or day? Ama yako ni any day, anything?
Bro, do you know I don't even decide what I'm wearing until I've left the shower?
Akutaka siku, hata ile siku naenda kamechi pahali ya ujavaa nguo. Or when you're excited for a new day, you don't wear your clothes and sleep with them?
Eh?
Oh, nangile mimia. You sleep here and then you put the clothes
only
you're going to wear.
New Jordans. I'm like, no, you babies are sleeping next to me.
This one.
Hey, but only on different occasions, maybe different times I'm like, oh, tomorrow I feel like I'm going to wear this and that.
Mm.
But 9 times out of 10 for me, and I've said this before,
yeah.
I decide what I'm going to wear. Sazile najipaka losho, nuku nikipaka dia. I'm like, and I've said this, I also start with the shoes.
Huh?
Yes, I'm like, what shoes am I going to wear today? Because that affects the socks I'm going to wear,
psychopath.
The pants I'm going to wear, the t-shirt I'm going to wear. Them. It's okay to start from the top, but I like starting from the bottom.
I like that.
Pause. Oh, come on. That frame wasn't right, nigga. I think this is the only exception I give to me starting from the bottom.
Okay.
Because you and I have had this conversation a couple of times, even when you go out, like you'll see a babe. Yeah, more often than not, you're going to start from the base, you know, the shoes, the legs, you know, big body.
Bro.
But for me, afadhali nikuwe, quote unquote, maybe disappointed when you get to the, you know, to the posterior. But uko juu, bro, face card lazima, bro. Me, I can never negotiate when it comes to the face card. I can never negotiate, bro.
So you're saying you begin bottom, top, yeah?
Only in that context. Only in the context of what am I wearing today? I'll start with the shoes, socks,
I want us
blah,
to stick there for when you're saying a babe.
Yes,
when you're checking
when it comes
out a babe.
To, when it comes to checking out a babe, I have to start with the face, bro.
Oh, you start with the face?
Yeah, I have to make sure. Kwanza, bare, like without makeup. Nataka kujuna kaze. Because damn, sometimes, bro, I know you've been there, bro.
In the morning. Unapigwa na butua. Unashanga. It's me, it's
hey,
you.
Brother.
It's you, it's me. It's me as more.
Yeah.
But I feel you, man. Yeah.
But
you
I know. Also understand you because maybe you do things.
No. I feel as if, you know, this day they're saying, you know, it's a generation of sassy men. Yeah. The hairline, the hair has to be good, you know.
Yeah. Like and the nails too, bro.
Yeah, you know, things have to be right. But I agree, the bottom too. Bottom top, if the shoes are already calling for help, I don't need to go any further. Already. You know, they're holding up a monument. Holding up a monument.
Hey, Jusa, sikini inaza kuangori, manze. The shoes are complaining, but damn. The face, manze.
But
no offense, but damn.
It's funny, manze.
Preference. Let me just say
preference.
It is what
it is. Your time is not my time. But yeah, I agree. Sometimes it is what it is, manze. That's why I guess I ain't got no time.
Okay, Resh Remad. I think I came to terms with the fact that Neville maybe doesn't have at your particular type on paper, but
kuna kwa gana science. Lazima kukwenda na you know ni kama bare minimum.
Yeah, like fundamentals.
Fundamentals.
Lazima kuna fundamentals somewhere. So maybe once in a while, occasionally, I can try guess. That I think Neville would be into that shoddy.
Bro, yeah. So maybe. Now can I be honest in a moment of honesty between friends?
Yeah.
That thing has become a bit of pressure. Mbaka juu iki manze nilienda pahali. So my friends were telling me that there's someone who's checking me out, But me now, when I checked her out, I was like, your type is not my type. You know, so I was like, personally, like when I jump in, Dani says he approach Nico Sawa like Iko best.
What was it or what was it not?
Damn,
that turned you off.
I don't know. I just feel as if it just, when I just looked and I was like, no, peeping game, like, niliona tu about nitakuwa ni struggles too. Okay. Nikaona acha ni just step aside, niache wengine wa shine. And at least there were other guys there who at least were trying to dribble the ball and score. But one of the ladies who I was with, they were like, you know when a shorty wants you, there can be man them shooting their shot, but
it doesn't matter. I'm watching you. I know they all want me, but I'm watching. Okay, Rihanna, I see you.
It was great.
I see you, Rihanna. But still tukihavi convo, unakumbuka we went out I think a week ago, Bobby, and we, I don't know, I think you saw something, so you told me to jot something down, and it was going to trigger your memory or
damn, did I tell you a word going, or something?
Ati?
Did I give you a word or something?
No. There was a guy who was lacking after our babes. Because we were celebrating.
No. Well, I remembered the first one now. Before we get to the Lurkin.
Yeah.
Then in your. Oh, fuck. being a best friend to a babe. Being a boy best friend. I think that was. Nigga,
you said Kelly's birthday. Now I've remembered the tea.
Yeah. Now I've remembered because when we were celebrating Kelly on her birthday, I think the excitement, I was just saying, you know, we contain excitement. So I think in the process of trying to say hi to us, she broke one of her heel for her shoe.
But no, I'm Luya. And
man, thighs, legs.
I can tell you for a fact, Kunade, damn, don't ask how we got there, but I tried tickling Kelly one day.
Comment on Eliza, how did you get there?
How did you get there? Bono, why were you kicking with
Tell us more.
I'm never beating the allegations. But brother, nikuambia nilitakuwa nyara na hizo miguu. And let me tell you, this babe doesn't work out. But those Luya legs, also, unaona kilimeshikilia. So, yeah, we also have to blame it on
everything.
The obvious.
Oh, yeah. So, we were there and she broke one of her heels. So... In the moment, of course, you're gonna pick up the heel and try and help your friend. So me and Andy were there trying to
super glue that shit together. Super
glue the heel back into the
into her shoe.
It was such a cumbersome kind of experience. Like I was like, wow.
Oh,
my goodness me, how did we even get there? And that's when I told you, Andy, write this down.
Kuna ma super glue ku kwa vidole.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, how am I gonna dap up niggas at
how
the
club? How you gonna hug the show?
And I'll say, you know your tapes. Sasa watu wanakuja kunisalimia vizuri. I'm like, please bro, don't ask me about my hands.
Yeah, having to explain yourself how you got super glue on your hands in the middle of a club and you're trying to revive or flirt.
Ain't nobody matching. Trying to hear that,
yeah,
bro.
It's Apo, just like, keep it to yourself.
Max, manzi.
Like, Rudy baby class.
Yeah, you know, but like, also, yeah, you had wanted to remember that to row four. There's always that one nigga who is lacking around your babes. There's always that one. Like, kwani utuoni hapa?
Ajawai yona vitu kama hizo.
Bana, yeah, we get it. And we've said this before. We don't take it for granted that we have very beautiful women around us, manze. Ma beshte yutu madema, our girlfriends, wameiva mbaya, wameiva kuruka. So I'd get it if someone outside looking in goes like, damn. And yet those shorties are fine. But bro, decorum. Kula na adabu, manze. Usikuje na kofia yako, wapo meshikilia bia yako, you're trying to creep up behind the babes. Nigga, it's creepy, bro. Don't sniper. Do that, man.
Kwa sniper, manze, that's the goodness of being called a sniper. Because you make that shot and nobody sees it, you know. But when you're there creeping around, manze, it's just like, creep, yeah. Just
yeah, TLC, yeah. They told you not to do that shit, bro. So don't. So yeah, that's the only thing you wanted to say about
the main agenda was the boy best friend, because I'm sure a lot of guys can relate, because you put in a position where you have to, you know, look out for your friends, you know, so especially when it comes to, you know, your lady female friends, you know, so you're like, sometimes you're put in a position, or sometimes you get introduced as the boyfriend when you know you are not the boyfriend, or sometimes you're put in a position where it's just like, you have to look like a certain person and you're not supposed to be that person, you know?
Do you think, so, do you think you've ever put, because I feel...
Yeah, played do, those do you, roles do you many times.
Leave alone that now the vice versa. Guy.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, so I'm a handsome guy. Yeah. So shorties are usually, you know, they're like, oh, it's my guy.
Kijana barubaru.
My man's. But anyway, that was for the web. Yeah, so what are you saying though?
Now the opposite, because do you have more... Or do you have closer female friends than male friends? Or closer male friends
friend,
than...
Why you would keep on embarrassing me? Like, now you want them to know, like, so I don't have other friends.
So you have closer female friends than male friends?
Yeah, maybe.
No, okay. Because I don't know about the other niggas, you know.
Man, or they ain't other niggas, babes, Andy. You.
I'm like, must be there. When this nigga is blue ticking me, I'm like, must be the other nigga.
Or when I tell him about a story and he doesn't relate, he's like, must be the other nigga.
Stop. When he's telling me a story thinking that it was me that was there with him and clearly it wasn't me, I'm like,
and
are you confusing me with the other nigga?
Okay.
You know,
so what
but
you're saying,
yeah, vice versa. Like, do you feel like these situations where you've put your female friends in the same, in the same shoes?
Oh, bro.
And how did it go?
Do you know the way? I don't know. Man. This is just me, or it's just Gemini's, you know. So, yeah, more of the Gemini thing. But sometimes I like it like that, because the girl them, when they see you at the table with the other ladies, they quickly assume things. Mm. So it wards off the ones who can't shoot.
Natural selection.
Shooters shoot. So when the shooters are shooting, you respect them. You're like,
okay.
Because you know, with our female friends, like we dance together. You know, we have drinks together. We have so many interactions that when someone looks on, it's like, oh, damn. You know, so
I'm sensing some chemistry over there.
Exactly, but it's like, because so natural selection takes its course.
Mm.
Those who shoot, when they get through, they know the vibes. But in general, it's just like, yeah, natural selection always wins all the time.
All the time.
I'm sure the ladies do the same thing. Like recently, I think I've been prepping myself more to approach people and talk to them.
Like, tell me more.
To be honest, I'm not that guy who sits back and sees a beautiful girl and be like, oh, bam, 20 kazi, and then walk up and do the thing. So for a lot, like for the past 3 years, like I've not been doing that a lot. I've been using like my other game, you know.
Which one?
Oh, like talking to them. After we know each other like mysteriously, you know. But when it comes to like, In the more like,
so na initiated it then, because if you're not directly approaching DMs, how are you going about it?
Damn, it always depends. Like, I'm always the most charismatic in the room, so they always want to know more. So when they come to talk to me,
just the mystery card.
Oh, when you know
this arrogant neighbor.
Bro, that's the thing about being an introvert. Putting yourself out there is so scary. That
now you're going to say, this nigga is the
Gemini.
Life of the party. Introvert Sangapi. This guy is the life of the party anyway.
Yes, I am. But bro, that's how it looks. But approaching people is like such a... To me, and it's not like the fear of rejection, because rejection is okay. Mm. It's just like...
Redirect the erection.
Redirect the erection. But yeah, it's all about like, what will I say?
Because
once I've approached someone, walked up to Shore like, hey.
Do you want to wear the mask?
I was like, hey, how are you? She was like, I'm good. And then I'm like, you're very beautiful. And the next thing she said, I didn't expect it, but it was a good thing.
You didn't expect it.
Never expected it.
What'd she say?
Tell me something else.
No, okay. What was the tone? Because if it's cocky...
It was one of those banter-ish, but also sometimes as a guy, it gets you off guard. Because after you receive the very beautiful comment, there's a giggle, there's a kind of movement that happens. And then you know whether it's going somewhere or nah. You feel me?
Anticipate contact.
Exactly. Yeah. But that was too much contact. Like, she... And when I respected it, and I was all like... have a good rest of your night, you know.
Oh, so, I'd say the same thing, because there is okay, umesema ni banter.
Yeah, to me, it came off as, because when later on, when you go and think about it, like in high thoughts, you're just like, oh, I would have rebutted like this. I would have come, you know, you would have wanted a good exchange. And I'm sure maybe that's what Shore wanted. Someone to natural select, you know, banter-ish. But
it's
in
a
the
good
moment,
challenge. It's a good
I was
challenge.
Really,
you're like, no, nope, not today.
I was taken aback.
I'm a head out.
Exactly. So I was like, adios, mi amigos, you know? So I don't know how you feel about that. So in the moment now, I feel as if I have those conversations in mind. Like, I know if she says this, this is how I'll go. If she says this, this is what I'll do. You understand? Because now I feel as if nime gain ka confidence kidogo tu. Raju, ikiwa mingi, but kidogo tu as a introvert Gemini. You know?
Historia ko introvert misa. Push your agenda.
It's like,
normal.
It's like bro, let me tell you. I've been
oh,
in a situation.
This is part of your game. Okay. You mislead and you misdirect.
Someone cooked here. Steph Curry, really. But it's not like that. But it's like the real on the ground. Sometimes those are, especially when we go even to high school stories, like even when we're talking about the number story in the Badai. Like in high school, going back to, especially in a boys' school, going back from a funky without having talked to a girl or having interacted with the girls, unaambiwa ume breeze. There's some names you're going to be given because of not interacting with the like the
members
the ladies.
Of the opposite sex.
I don't know if you experienced that in high school.
Na
si
atukua na yo pressure. Si tulikuwa na yo kambani. Si tulikuwa na pressure kusinikin kwa ocha. Tukua na kukula maembe.
Yeah, maembe.
Nimekusikia lakini. But yeah, we also had water struggles. So we are not thinking of these other struggles.
But yeah, but as we had that ka pressure of, tumeenda girl school na hata. Because in reply to you going to talk to the girls, you'll receive letters. So kuna wale asa wako wana receive hata. Hata kwa insider hakuna hata kabiga. Yani unajua yani ni nil, yani unapigwa nil masomo nil kwenye girls yani niko.
Oh man.
But it was one of those things where it's like and then you get that pressure. So in high school you just want to go and talk to the girls, you know, even if it's not anything meaningful, but it's just like, oh, at least we saw you vibing with Shorty, you know.
So
one of those things. So over time it gave me like I don't know, it gave me like a weird feeling about that whole like walking up
weird
to someone.
In a good way.
In a goodish bad way. In a bad way in where it took me time before I could actually like get my things together.
Okay.
You know, because just walking up to someone is one thing and then opening your mouth and saying the right things is another thing.
Yeah. And the translation
keeping it going is another thing. And then how you land it softly is also another thing.
Or not softly.
On the hard thing, panda thing. You know, it's that kind of situation. So it's, now, nimekuwa nikijipiga kifua a bit more. Nikisema, okay, let me at least walk up to someone and try and, you know. And when I feel as if my vibe is not ninye, I'm usually even the one to pull back real quick and be like, oh yeah, man. Say, then I was just coming here to just, you know, say hi. And since I'm seeing you're okay, let me just hit the road, Jack.
Hear the road, Jack.
You know. I don't know how you feel about that. Am I you that guy who approaches people easily and talk, especially the female? I'm not talking about the man, them, of course. I'm talking about the ladies.
It's okay. Let me put it this way: where I'm at right now, umesema kitu interesting sana, and something so many guys have experienced and maybe still experience. What do I say? And that one question right there will have to boil down to your personality, to who you really are, because you could be someone who's maybe ume decide acha nita jaribu a pickup line. I've mastered a couple of pickup lines. This one should work. It's been tried, it's been tested,
it's been proved.
Hey, cuz kuna dio shendo lesha DM alafu this nigga is so disrespectful. Imagine
boy wako
anakuambia DM bro, kuna DM nilikuwa na bonga naye manze, oh the DM was lit nini hebu cheki hapo vile nili slide. So me I'm like, and then he waits for your reaction first in your joke. Now I have him where I want him. So me I'm picking up my boy. I'm like, hey bro, hey, game ni safi, game ni clean. Guess what this nigga tells me? Ayone za tumia pia.
Ani mwana unapenda kakudeka kwa triki.
Ani unapenda kakumaga
unga yone.
Umeniona mimi ni mnyonge. Mimi ni mnyonge, sina ma pick up lines. Neti kwenye boy wangu ametumia yani bro in real time take him a walk. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it was fire. It was a fire pickup line.
Nataka kuisoma.
Damn, you have it.
Bro, you need to
go to the bathroom. So you need to go
to the bathroom. But you need to go to
commercial.
Bro, where is
he? Ku finish ku malondo kudonjo kudunda na ndio tunadunda kudonjo. Master ni deadly deadly. Kona Rambo na Ndiambo, substance over hype. Master ni deadly deadly. Ndio kudonjo kudunda na ndio tuna dunda kudonjo. Master ni deadly deadly.
Nimekumbuka stories za Upala.
Nimekumbuka vile ulini disrespect na nikaimeza nikasema ni sawa ina noma.
Usiweka mkoa nikapo.
I'm not gonna rain on my boys parade ni sawa. Ebu waso make iluli. I was like damn. One second ago I was like gassed cause this is good game. And then the next thing ni mina patu yo game ni to me.
Unaambiwa ebu go on. Yeah, go out there and ati, populate ati, the world.
Mimi ni msamaria mwema. Nikona mingi bro. Yu neza to me.
Leo umenimaliza. Umetumia msamaria mwema. I love it. Bro, I don't know. That day I was feeling myself, you know. The kid was doing the kid thing. So, you know, it's like when Steph is doing his thing. Si wana unanga, inakwaga ISO.
I got set up, man. But then, lini, bro, alini ISO, alini. Because tulienda mtaani kwako, we're just chilling in your house. Ni, we hadn't caught up in a while. So, ili kwa kwa priority list yako. Like, bro, I got something to show you, man. Alafu kwanza atakuonyesha vile demo ameiva ndio uelewe context.
Ndio lazima wani kuonyesha where it's gonna land.
So I'm like, damn. If your homie has also never played you voice notes.
Yeah. It's not your homie. Ndio nimekucha, nimeingia kwa mate. Nimekuchezea voice notes zingine tricky.
Wasome taarifa.
Hii sasa wacha niwape. Go out there and populate the world with it, man.
You still doing it?
Yeah. But you know what? Let me say, it's cause when it comes to interactions with the lady, especially, you know, personality, as you said, is what is key, you know. Yeah. But you only realize that in the moment ish as it's going along, you know, especially when you get something good to bounce off of, you know, the recoil and
very
whatnot.
Good. Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
So, and the main thing is you have to stand out.
I can't believe you have that thing as a trophy.
Not a trophy.
You pull it up so quick. Pause.
It's not a trophy. It's like in the chamber. It's one of them ones where you're like, if
that,
Shorty is
that's what
is
you
a,
keep in the chamber, bro. A trophy.
If Shorty is 11 out of 10, we got to pull out this one, you know?
Hey.
So, but it lead to me like in COVID times, in 2021, damn.
God damn.
But yeah, so the DM goes something like this, but yeah, go out there and populate yourself, you know? So the DM says, hey. And then, you know, a smiley face. It's like, hope you are doing well. I wanted to let you know that there is a fake account using your name and photos. You know, Joa, just like the way we are taught in, you know, in school, you have to get them by the hook. You know, the hook and sinker.
What? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Let me tell you, when you hear such a statement, don't you, even you if you receive such a DM, won't you want to be like, Have I been hacked?
Too good,
you know, the kid.
Feeling the kid.
So, you know, so let me give you one example of what Shorty said. She said, huh? What? Where?
What do you mean?
So I was like, because you always have the follow-up. So I was like, let me show you. And then you know what I sent her? I sent her the page of, the page of NASA. You know NASA? The National American Space something. Yeah. So because, you know, you're out of this world.
Austin is like, no, Austin, it's good game on paper. Cause it went well. It went extreme. No, bro. It's, no.
Yo, no. If I show you the reply.
What?
The reply was, this is the cheesiest pickup line ever, but it's too cute. What are you doing? Let me leave it there.
They like cheesy.
I stood out. You know, the main thing is you stand out. She's
also, for the record, I've never used it. I'm never gonna use it. I've never used it, never gonna use it, ever, my
but
whole life.
If you receive such a DM, you're feeling your, you know, you're, let me not even say anymore. It's like, Andy, I'm sure
Eh?
Some ladies have been in your DMs shooting their shot. I remember there's once you like exposing me. I remember there's once a lady shot her shot in your DM in a strange kind of way. She sent you like a funny video or something.
And?
I don't know. Your reply, like, I don't know. She sent you a meme or something. I don't know. She sent you, I don't know, was it a meme or something? I know you're going to pretend right now. Amnesia selective. But now you're going to say.
Shooting shots or
lady,
like.
A lady shot her shot by sliding into your DM. You're saying you've never received a DM like
I
that?
I have, yes.
And how's the game?
But you can't compare that, bro. It's not going to work.
Now that's where you go wrong.
Okay.
We're not
okay.
Comparing. I'm just talking about the ladies shooting their shot in your DM. We're talking about me shooting the shot.
Mm.
Now we're talking about you receiving the shot, you being a basket.
Damn. Eh?
Tell us about that. Okay, oh, quiet damn. Now.
No, okay, to answer your question, yes. I think I remember...
All of a sudden.
No, because I share memes with a couple of my friends, so it's nothing new. It's not that he may be shooting shots. Ati?
She wasn't a stranger just shooting a shot.
No, I... Sipia kwa... Najwa pia kwa ninyo.
No, we're talking about you, bro. Wow.
You're good.
We're just talking about you, bro.
Yeah, there's babes who've tried reaching out to me through different means.
Yeah, yes, how's the game? That's all I want to focus
it's
on.
It's different. Okay.
You don't want to expose? I just babes, read my the, DM. You don't want to read your DM?
There's babes who
Where's
are...
Where's your phone?
Bro, my phone is here.
Where's the DM? You know the DM. I actually don't know the DM
you're talking about.
It's fine. We'll take a commercial, guys. I'll get the DM. And
if you tell me the name.
No, I don't remember exactly because I'm not keeping a record. It's just that you told me this is how Shorty shot her shot. You showed me, I don't know, she sent you a video or something or a place to eat or I don't know. And she was let's.
And Onasema, it's the different ones that... I really do acknowledge the effort, you know.
Bro, that's what I want us to talk about. Tell us about those ones.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And you know, Sema, I can't particularly remember the
you
example
your
you're talking about. Hey, bro, ukiniambia
jina tunataka kuangalia. Pull out one, like tell us a nice one right now. That stands out. You want the chicken mask?
It'll take a while because... no, for real.
There's no one that has stood out.
See, they shoot.
Oh,
bro,
ladies, you're not even shooting your shot hard enough. No. You see, like mine.
Bro,
nangalia
DMs angu hata.
There's usually that
guy. It ain't even like that. Do you know what babes said
even
me?
Even if it's from years ago. It can be for me. I've read you a DM from 2022, bro.
I'm glad we're here. Babes will send. An example is a babe sending me a video she'll think I like. For example, a babe who doesn't know me, hatubongi, anitumie really a basketball. Like a funny basketball clip.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, okay, I acknowledge this is how you're trying to reach out. Kunonyona kwanga. Okay, the ones that I do respect and appreciate the most are the direct ones.
Like,
you know, like.
You wanna read one?
I can't pick out one like.
No, I'm joking, bro.
I wish ninge kwa nayo on command kama wewe. That says a lot like it is.
Yes, stand out ile moja mseme simama
huko ni ma DJ na ma rappers manze.
Let me put you on to radio, bro.
But what I take it, bro, for that I've dropped my EP. Unacheki. But it's the different ones that me wanga na appreciate na respect. Everybody has their own means, you know. But
game is game though. It can happen in many ways. Ata do manze. Wale wasi wako na do, I used to hate on you guys. But pia ni game.
Eh, hey, game ni game.
Game ni game.
Eh, nilikuwa hata nikuambia, nikuwa vile madem, they're not so used to being on the offensive side of things. On the offense, so see Raisi, and I'll take it back to the conversation that you are having. Na ilikuwa game nye sai tuko nayo when we are chatting up the babes. For example, say nikipatana na DM, how am I going to work up or how am I going to work my game out?
Yeah.
So
after pleasantries, Imeisha, after hi, you are beautiful, I'm handsome.
I might not even go the pleasantries way. Because last time, surprise.
You know? Inside.
So I'll pick out. This is what I do. Cause minim say napenda humor sana. Me, I'm a big fan of humor.
Ah, nice.
I'll use humor any day. Like it's such a joy to me. If I'm a part of a light moment that will get you to laugh.
You don't want to share with your anti villains like a line they can use.
And which will lead to my point.
Okay.
So mimi ntatumia fresh material.
Okay.
Like I will trust the universe to give me something to work with.
Wow.
And I'll get something to work with.
Fail? Universe.
No, the universe has never ever failed.
Yeah.
Like bro, trust me, something will be said and okay, me I'm a big fan of phrasing as well. So, more often than not unaweza sema kitu, I'll pick out something and I'll use it to get your attention in a cheesy way. And I'm not at grabbing your attention is I just want this to be engaging. Sitaki kwa the kawaida ordinary conversations that you know people have, or I might have seen something you put up on social media, and I'll use not in a creepy way. Katu seme, maybe we streak each other, ama you know, we follow each other and we check out each other's stories. If I remember something funny that you posted up, for example,
what about if it's a stranger, bro?
For example, kuna a babe says on her stories, don't. Call me or don't DM me or don't text me if you're not going to spoil me or if you're going to unspoil me. Now me, I have already understood, oh, this is the kind of person you are. Ni sawa. But tukipata na uko nje, if we find ourselves in the same situation, I will use that. I'll capitalize on that.
Okay.
I'll maybe throw a joke in there and then I'll go like, but I don't want to unspoil you, so I'll leave you in peace. And then I'm out. You know, material too, fresh. That's what I do right now. See, I'm out here trying to cut your babes left, right, and center. But I trust the universe to give me something to work with.
So
nine times out of 10, okay, 10 out of 10, bro, I fail. But we lazima ujiamini. Lazima ujiamini.
Sawa, kujiamini muhimu, kujipiga kifua.
Also, I take it to the gutter all the time.
Yeah.
It's one time it hasn't worked out for me. Nilikula redirection nyingine crazy, my guy, crazy. I think we talked about it. Like
refresh our memories. Refresh.
Allow me to.
Refresh.
Do you remember when we were talking about the worst that she can say is not no? Have we had that conversation with you?
Maybe ish.
But you want what me to jog your memory a bit more.
Yeah, like,
she said EU.
Ay, ay, ay.
And she said, Lord. And she said, only because I know you, I'll assume that maybe this didn't happen. Just because I know you.
Manze kuna redirection zengine.
Anili kubali cause.
Kubali ndio the best thing.
Yeah, you know, as much as I'm shooting this shot right here, and see at you, we were strangers, but see at you, you were also close. Nile, tunajuana. That's all.
Yeah.
You know? And it didn't feel at you as graceful as someone would have probably wanted it to be.
Yeah,
but you
yeah.
have to allow people to respond how they respond. She felt grossed out. And I was like, you know what? Nisawa.
You know what? And that...
Nisawa, it's okay.
It's okay. And hey, talking about game, you know, we've been spilling about our own game, manze. Kuna kwa gana ile game ambayo... artists wanakuaga naye. When I'm talking about artists, I'm talking about musicians. Recently, kwenye Twitter streets, I think it's Omale. He had a concert. I think it's in United
Kingdom. Omale alikuwa na le.
Huko pahali alikuwa na perform, and he invited, you know the way these artists, they do, you know. Manze inapatia PTSD ya kwenye na msupa pahali. But, He invite, you know, in a show he sings songs to the ladies, so he was invited one shorty to on stage, and this shorty came with the boyfriend. So, but she went there, you know, in a hasty kind of manner.
It's Omale,
man, and there was a lot of grinding. Yeah, that it was a good time for Omale and shorty, you know. So things have subsided and whatnot. They even have a video of the boyfriend walking out solo.
Oh, man.
Looking like one of those Stewie memes where you laugh and then you start crying in the middle of the... Yo,
It's not looking good. Damn.
But which made me, you know, there were a lot of conversation about, you know, being insecure as a man, blah, blah. There were a lot of conversation, boyfriend, girlfriend, or you leave, blah, 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 blah. But then I was just like, that is quite... I imagine it as the person living that life. like that guy.
Now Omale.
No, the guy. The boyfriend guy. Mm. Who took, okay, maybe let's say not boyfriend, but imagine you're trying to impress someone and you take them to the show. Like, we've had Chris Martin here. We've had Jacua. We've had Gabzi. We've had artists who sing to the ladies. Mm. So you might have wanted to take show. Or even simple, Sauti Sol. Mm. Oh, kuna Sol first nyingine. Anyway. And Sauti Sol, hey, for instance, yeah. Mm, mm. So it's like when they're doing their thing and you're with your pastor, or if you want to impress someone and you take them there, what can invite you on stage and something goes down?
And that is why, what did we learn?
Nothing.
Eh? What did we learn?
Nothing.
Bro, kuna time nilikuwa nafikiria, damn, this certain shodi, I was really attracted to her and I wanted to... Hakuna ni strike. Oh. Eh, I wanted to hala. Hakuna ni strike ati poker face yake ni crazy. You're not able to tell what kind of approach would work with her and for her. And since me vile nimekuambia me capitalize on humor and I take it to the gutter, sijui vile itakuwa received. Cause as nimekuambia early on, kuna rejection ingine nilikula and I was like, okay, yeah, this happens. And sometimes you're reminded, you know. So in my mind, I thought, damn, let me find an outdoor activity to go do with her. Something that even I haven't done. And me, you know me, I'm not such an outdoorsy person. Me, I'm an indoors guy. I like getting cooped up in the crib. But then later on, I'm glad nili delay nayo, you know, niki procrastinate because I hadn't shot that shot just yet. Nilikuwa nataka niki shoot, ni shoot kila kitu. Ndi wakikuara, nikuwa nishajua wakuan. So I'm glad I stalled because in the process of stalling, nilikuwa najiuliza, but what is it exactly that I think I want from her? Mm. And if I was being honest, as much as I was attracted to her, I was like, damn, I think I'd like to clap. You know, I'd like to clap some cheeks. Damn, we should go to wear laser masks, but we saw. So later on, nikajiambia, okay, you know what? Let me just not... do all that to try clap when this could just be a very simple thing of me being honest about what I'd want and seeing the results. Akikubali, nisawa kikata, pia nisawa, haita dhuru. And bro, imagine I initiated jokes zangu tu wapo. I didn't take it to the gutter completely. Nilikuwa na tease hapa na pale. And I orchestrated a very simple link up just to feel the energy and the vibe goes out to Juani. We only, like, I know of you, you know of me. You know, so maybe the first meeting, ile ku assess energy and vibes. And later on, another meeting, you know, things, one thing led to another, and boom. So, ikanifanya nifikirie, damn, imagine I wanted to do X, Y, Z
before nifikia
just to get here, and it was a direct path that I could have walked. So, to your point, usipeleke, usiende out of your way kupeleka denge, maybe, contact zuya nani ama Breezy. Dembra, I'm sorry, I can't. Too much text. You know, because, yeah, now that has happened. You're trying to impress Shodi.
Amen.
And Shodi impresses the main act. Hadi umelipa VIP manze mkoko mbele.
Machozi.
Na yendo ame stand out manze.
Majonzi yoto.
Itabidi umekubali. Did you see how excited the show he was?
Yeah, and
did you see the hugs she was giving Omale?
Bro, Omale apparently kubali. Didn't even know her name. Like, it's crazy. But I feel as if you... That's why you can never... That's why this concept of ownership... And then this Nairobi, guys just
talk
have to accept
it.
That... Everybody is in an open relationship. It's just that you haven't talked about it to the full extent of the relationship. Because... Manze, in the moment me, I saw a lady who wanted to go on stage, who wanted to have a moment with maybe
and
the artist they love.
That moment.
And she sees, she got what she needed. She got a link and she's moving. And to me, it was all about choices. So, Manze, please, Manze.
Ningori sana, man.
Ningori sana, but yo, I was just seeing all the outcry and I was just like, wow.
Inge kwa wewe, because nilikuwa na have a similar conversation na bishti yangu this week. Kuna kuangana double standards zenye lazima tukubali. Oh. Unaona like it's a double standard, yes. I know it's not justified.
Hey bro, what, I don't bado usianze, usianze. Kwanza nangoja Shinsia. Shinsia kikuja Kenya.
Ashinsia.
Abel Mutua na penyanga, ikitu, 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 maka kwa ziti, ikitu, ikitu, bro. Shinsia nita ni,
Jena Kingdom, bro.
And that's the goodness. You know, Conscience, when he comes with dancehall head top, dancer wake,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And gives guys the opportunity to grind, but it's usually like an act in the show. But
yeah.
Kusema ukweli, Shinsia, Jena Kingdom,
itenda sana.
Is there anybody?
Me teacher.
The ways Nico already have been practicing. Yani Nico, bro.
Hey. But anyway,
yeah.
Kuna kwanga neyo double standard yenye. You are sexually involved with someone and it's going so well, but it's more than that to a point where you're not only just getting physically intimate, but you like this person. You wouldn't, as much as you can't do anything or you have no say, you might not feel particularly good thinking of them being with someone else, right? Sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, kuna kuanganayo double standard because that's how people get into relationships because you realize, oh damn, this is how I feel about this person. Acha tu nikuwe honest na wow. And if it's the same on your side where you wouldn't want to be intimate with anyone else, then ni sawa because your conversation ya exclusivity wange natokea hapo. But if you are also not exclusive, like you're involved with other people, I'd understand if you still feel some type of way knowing that the person you like the most maybe
is out there.
Ako number one. You know,
yeah.
So the way she does
with
things, you know, with you and for you, there's someone else
who's enjoying
same benefits, you know.
True.
And the same way she's enjoying some things
from you,
there's another babe who is enjoying the same benefits. But nobody likes having that sobering conversation with themselves.
Ni
double standard tu unakuwa at peace now.
At peace, yeah.
If I can say so.
Yeah, I agree, but I feel as if for me, I just got to a point in my life where it was just like, damn. This is not, like, they are not that, like, that serious, you know? And for me, one of them is just like, if we decide, come on, mimi na wewe, but, yo kitu ya mimi na wewe. But yo manze ime, imekuwa noma, mina taka ikuwe Nairobi. So, ikuwe, at least when we have a good conversation, tukikaa chini tuambiane cheki, you're an 11 out of 10. I know, you're not the only one I see. You know, there might be someone out there who might play a certain game and you might feel nice.
I know I'm not the only one.
Exactly. And you might feel as if you found your twin out there, you know? you can go and be with them. I don't own any parts of you.
Hey, bro, you're knocking it out of the park, bro. God damn it.
But yeah, so it's one of those ones where you don't own nobody, nothing belongs to me, so... If you wanna, you know, just like the way I'm gonna do what I need, you know, it's just like one of those ones. And it's a sober I realize when once you have that conversation with someone can easily now be like, okay, so I may decide this is not for me. Deep. Oh, and you may decide, nitaona vile kata groove, unajua. Ama ni may decide, yeah, by the way, what you're saying is true, blah, blah, blah. So, and then I'm sure you'll always find someone who matches your energy.
Always. If you stay true to who you are, your frequency yako, your vibration yako, find people who are on the same vibration. Kuna ngoma iko, I think, wase wode wanezenjwaneze plug apa.
Nice.
Jama naituwa Niggy Boy.
Hey.
Naituwa Continent.
Hey,
Continent,
if
you
Solomon
know.
And David had like 50,000 concubines and wives, why can't I be greedy? Continent, girl, I take set one me for themselves forever except mana. Lose can and me never dead set. When me aim for fire, me target in excess. Yes, me door them beat down relentless. Rotation always in full effect. That's when one not act right, me step left, see let the next candidate. Girl, if you want me, here I am, then you can have me. Sharing is caring, so you got to share me. Say you like dark chocolate, ooh, wow. I'm free of cost. Sharing is caring, so you got to share me.
You You say you like that, some chocolate.
Hey, it's like that meme of the guy at the at like a reception or like at a party with five plates of food ready to eat them. Ready, yeah, man. And this, you know, it's like a vice versa kind of thing. So yeah, man. But I also remembered the other day. This is what I wanted us to talk about a bit. The other day we had like a game night and we were playing a game called What If.
We were to play them on the podcast.
I will bring them next week. We're gonna play them. So it's a game. It's a card game that is out there. It's about different situations, and then you're asked how would you not react in that instance, you know?
And so, if your friendship is not strong, if your relationship is not strong, going to stand that game.
Itakuwa noma zaidi. Yeah. So yeah, that's one thing. Also, something that I experienced this week. You know, this radio life of ours takes us everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
So I went to a certain campus, it's a Thika, and I was just chatting with.
Sema ni wapi? You see, a certain campus. Kuna evidence. Online, nigga.
So I went there and we were doing the things, and there were master classes. And you know, as we don't shy away from passing knowledge to people, you know, especially what we've learned, especially me and you, you know, on the job, on the fly, blah, 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 you know, all that boring stuff, but important stuff at the same time. So, yeah, so I was telling them the business, how things are done. And I was giving them chances also to be on air, you know, just as a giving blah 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 blah. So
mluko na jaribu ku discover new talent out there. I see you, nakuteke.
But yeah, giving chances like the way we were given chances, you know.
Yeah.
So they were there on air. So as I was interacting with them, they spoke such fluent Kiswahili, and it was surprising. I've not heard this in a while, but it was surprising for me to hear someone say, "I'm born again." Like, I love Jesus. Like,
demo honoku.
Oh, wow. What's that?
Oh, that's Kikuyu for Nimiokoka. Like, oh, yeah.
So it was like that. Like, it was so refreshing.
It's but the only also one I like, know, guys. Don't come for me also.
Yeah, we all have that one friend who usually tries to talk to us in Kikuyu, but we're there like, eh?
I take it.
Like it? Oh, anyway. So it was, that was kind of a... You know, it was like a weird, good experience, you know.
In campus?
Imagine.
In this day and age?
Especially the word born again.
And these are Gen Zs, I'm guessing.
Bro, they were...
Hey, what breed is this? Why are they brooding and breeding?
The future of media is nice.
Oh, yeah. And that brought up the conversation of... Because ulikuna sema, you feel like maybe the future of... The gospel scene the fire is still there, you know. Could be in safe hands because me and you grew up in a very different era, and we've even spoken about it on the podcast about the influence of DJs kama kina Kroba, kina DJ Mo, Soxie, you know, kina Soxy, Tina, Sadiq, and you know, System Unit, and I forget
Kubamba
the name.
Crew.
Pia kulikuwa na Kubamba Crew and all that cause. Sisi tulikuwa na era yetu and we really... Let me tell you, gospel was something else, bro. Gospel was something completely different, my guy. So for a long time, okay, maybe because also our interest, Malizi Melai, has jakuwa in the gospel scene, in the gospel industry. Hatujakuwa in touch...
Unless it's a trending TikTok sound like Mzabibu or Christina Shusho.
Exactly, Nyavu, you know. So until then, and now until now, you're interacting with guys who are actually on it. It's not inside, bro.
Because I'm sure, have you heard any of... It's a long time since you had someone say, I'm born again, like I love Jesus. You know, it's something, to be proud of. And I love the fact that I got people who are saying it right now. Because it's like finding a virgin right now. It's like a difficult thing. But, you know, they still exist.
Yeah.
So, it's funny
when you go on there, are you or
no, it's like statistics research. Hey!
Ati? Ati nini?
Internally go. In the tunnel. In the tunnel. In the tunnel. In the
tunnel. Tunajaribu kupata kazi huko.
I took a 15, my guy.
Anyway, speaking of which, by the time this is dropping this Friday, of March.
Kabisa, took a
15, so pull up, manze.
Oh, yeah, come through, manze.
Exquisite vibes.
Yeah, let's have a good new month, manze.
Yeah.
Let's march on. Anyway, so just like, and you know, Be a good friend. Stop making it awkward.
Minaona point ya kupiga dito ingine hatari sana.
Wacha tuingia thoughts basi.
Unataka tuingia thoughts? Ah, sawa.
Ama unataka kuingia wapi kwanza? Ewe, wacha.
Usiulize hivyo. Ndio. But we have a choice. Tunaweza ingia high school ama tunaweza ingia high thoughts.
High school kuna you have something to tune in here.
I'm glad I wrote it down when we were having a moment. Tuende. So tuingia maneno ya high school.
Tuende.
Ebu niambia story lenye ulikuwa unaandika kwa insha na composition.
Oh my lord, commercial.
I was watching something on TikTok, right? This guy said everybody in the world in terms of attraction is between a 3 and a 7. And the reason why a lot of people are single is because they think that they're more appealing than what society deems them as attractive. So you might be a 4, yeah, but in your mind you're an 8, so you're gonna go to the people who are 8s, right. But the 8s don't want you because technically you're a 4. I said, okay, that's fair. This guy then said, if you want to figure out what the society standard you are, you need to average out the range of the men or women that you have dated previously. So if you have dated a 4, a 6, 7, then you median it. In society's eyes, you're a 5. So I checked my database, right?
And what numbers did you get?
Numbers that can ruin my self-esteem.
Oh, let me say, as a creative, Gemini, as an introvert, extrovert, ambivert. Ni ambivert.
Ambivert, yeah, wale wa katikati. Hapo ndio unapenda.
Nakutambua hiki cha English. But yeah, niko hizo zote. So, to me, kusema ukweli, story ya kwanza hata nikipewa heading nikiambiwa machweo sijui kabla kioke mshangombe
those makisio
kisizo maswahili some metal
umeenda sibuleni
anapiga kidnapping. Kidnapping was always the easiest story to end, to get a protagonist and to learn a lesson. Because you always were told that there has to be a lesson or something in there.
So kidnapping, lazima kuwe na funzo.
Kidnapping kulikuwa gana a lot of metallies, one I didn't hate, the one I hated is the one that had the ending. And then it'll give you a metallie that you've never even heard of in your life.
And now you have to connect it.
That was like, so me, I used to write kidnappings. And yeah, those are the red letter days. Oh my, you know, Jua?
Hey, kwanza hizo.
Aka maganish day.
Yoke ilienda. Ilikuwa na kalife.
Mbuse kwa comment section ya TikTok inatamba. I like it. But what were most of your storylines when writing inshas and compositions?
For me, and napenda vile tunahavi conversation because it kind of ties in with the kind of movies and series that I like watching.
Okay.
Nili realize ni interesting sana juu. Nilikuwa nataka to extend your conversation uniambie if you feel like, or maybe I see why I'm into this kind of movies and this kind of series. Because mimi ni mse, sikuwa naandika sci-fi because I like sci-fi. But it's the mythical and mysterious kind of writing that I used to enjoy so much. Like, menda kwa forest and then some weird shit is just happening inside the forest, you know. Or there's a genie somewhere in that, because they also loved mythical creatures. So, and because we used to earn so many points for applying the methalis and everything, I used to make sure that my writing is centered around avenues that will allow me to use these methalis and misemos. So so I'd probably write a story about a kid who is not listening to the parents telling them don't go into that forest, manake usipofunzwa na asiyefunzwa na mama yao funzwa na ulimwengu, you know. Hiyo ni paragraph 2 najua niko na methali moja
mama umeweka, alafu baada hujaweka ile ya wahenga na wahenguzi,
you know, bro, yo sasa I had a unatiki vile unatiki vile ukipiga mechi unakuanga na finishing move. Mimi composition na inch especially nilikuanga na hiyo. Sasa the last paragraph nikimalizia insha lazima nilikuwa na inject hiyo wahenga na wahenguzi au kutana kwa au kutupa paka
mafuta kwa mgongo ya chupa,
walipoketi chini kitako. So I used to write, now maybe umeenda kwa forest sasa umepotea, you know,
kitako huyu amesikia kitako akanice
alafu ukacheki kitu inakaa kama gold. And then hapo ndio ukagundua all that glitters is not gold.
And you had them in the chamber.
Yo mentality ya kitu kama uzuri wa mkakasi ndani yake kipande cha mti. Yoneka hapo. Kumbe
and is those guys. Kumbe, now you're showing off.
Kumbe there's an ogre that is seducing you so that it can cut you. You know.
Hey brother, what's the highest marks you ever got in Insha?
39 out of 40, man.
Me, my kidnapping stories only got be like a 29.
Hey, tukwani, kwani umekwa Liam Neeson, man.
Taken. I was always taken. Nilikuwa ga taken.
I don't know who you are, but I will find you and I will kill you.
You have taken my dog. Yeah. So anyway, tell us in the comment section, because creativity used to take people to many leaps and bounds, but
oh, yeah.
Kidnappings and days that were Maganish. They were right on cue and right on point, man. Yeah. But yeah,
today, I thought
them.
Let's get it.
A plant, it just grow like that, and if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
My goodness, I'll never get over it. Like, the best experiences of this pod, because I'm also a fan of this pod, is our sweepers, our stabs, our intros, our segments. Like, iban taba katikati ko fresh, but it's the segments, man.
Hatari, danger.
So
yes,
lingo them.
Oh, tuanze na lingo.
No. I mean, high thoughts. Man, I was just thinking of languages this time.
Well, like, when it comes to high thoughts?
Oh, yeah, high thoughts.
Okay,
like,
language, okay.
Yeah, okay. Mm. First off, I started the high thought with. Mm. You see the way they tell us the Bible is written by many different people.
It's like a combination. Many authors,
different times and stuff.
Yes.
And they put it together to now, you know.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, cool. That's nice. But Is every info okay? Damn, it sounds like atheist, but it's like you know, the way when you say a story, like if something happens here and you go and report it or write it down, kunakwaga na chumvi mseo uongeza, kunakwaga na something to make the story a bit flavorful, you know. So it made me think of all those stories from, you know, even the Bible, like Noah, man, ze ungeambia your girlfriend that a fish has swallowed you, like. Was that euphemism for something else? Did Jonah go somewhere else and a lady, you know? No, inside a fish. You know, a fish and inside, you know, a fish and...
It's interesting you ask that.
Many things.
Or even if you take it back to Noah, like, did he really get two of each creature into that one big...
Each?
You know, ama pale kwa Garden of Eden. Eve, really? Nyoka,
like,
really, snakes, like, and ladders,
my rib.
But uzuri ni unajua kuna I don't know where I got this quote, but it reads something along the lines of, if you don't question what you believe in, then you don't really know what you believe in.
Hey,
you know, so if you don't look back at what you believe in and ask, okay, why do I believe what I believe in, and what do I actually believe in? Because most people are passive believers, like your idol believers, and you can't blame ourselves. The only society you may grow up in, your parents, they grew up like that, they brought you up like that. That's what you know to be the norm. That's the gospel truth. But I'm glad along the way, pia mimi nime divert kidogo, nime piga detour zangu, and I've done a couple of readings when it comes to different religions, and you come to realize, oh damn, kumbe story ya Noah sisi peke tuko nayo. There's a different version of this Noah story,
and it sounds
from the Middle East, India, sijui kuna moja South America, there's a similar story. And for those people who are interested in maybe extraterrestrials, and you've probably looked into the Anunnaki, because these theories that allude to the Anunnaki contributing to the Homo sapiens sapient being who we are today, you know. So there is the flood story in their books or in their writings, and you are like,
but in a different way.
And interestingly, okay, we might sound atheist, but the Bible has a lot of borrowed information, because the Bible was written years after now the Anunnaki stories were written. And if you've read, if you've written read the book of Thoth, Thoth is a figure that's, you know, glorified from the past, and he's linked to the Anunnaki. Utacheki hizi ni vitu zenye tumesoma kwa Bible, but hizi ni writings zenye zimekuwa since time immemorial, you know. So I get what you're talking about, and I've even said it before on the podcast that the Bible that we have come to know and understand, tumekuja kui understand as secular history, like this actually happened, you know. Abraham was actually there, Eve and Adam were actually there, you know, David, blah blah blah, Jesus and all that. But what if, as you're saying, these are euphemisms? Because I came to learn that, and this is just Andy Young, as Andy Young, this is my belief, the Bible is a parable of parables, and all parables say the same thing. It's one message passed through different parables, and now the compilation has, and it's so, and I think the Bible is one of the most brilliant writings ever, to a point where people have actually bought it for actual truth. But why haven't these things ever been found? These lineages, these characters in the Bible, they have never been traced in history, someone despite our least, technology.
Yeah, someone at least do something, manze. But also, like, on a lighter note, I was thinking, I thought, like, or maybe guys could tell us, maybe it's me, I don't know, but I thought, like, who was coming up with Matri roots? Like 17B, 111, 237. Is it like a code for something?
I'm. A geographical demarcation, as Austin says. How those codes came up.
So who came up with those codes? The city? Is it Kenya us, Kenya? Oh, it's Kenya
KBS.
Bus.
Yes, KBS. Damn.
Who came up with those numbers? Yes. Oh, wow. Because I'm always wondering, 111. They sound so cool. Like, Kibera number 9 or Kibra number 9. Like, sounds so nice. Like, in 111 sounds so Ngong Town, you know, 237, you know, 17B, Kasara. They all sound so nice.
1960.
You see, know, like, how do they get it? It sounds so, like, it fits so well. So I was like, hey, high thoughts. And those guys need a kudos, because that's a brilliant thing. Because I can imagine, we're going to say much. What would have been there now? Because do they do the same thing in Uganda? Do they have like numbers?
Oh. I guess every
Uganda, what were UG? What were TZ?
Pia UG, speaking of which, hey, tunafaa ku
manze. Anyway, tutakuja kuangalia kama kuna numbers.
We need to come and promote tourism in Uganda.
Yeah, we need to come and check the we can do a few things, But yeah, so I was just thinking of that because it's quite an, there's some things that you see and you're just like, wow, that's quite an interest, because it makes work a bit easier. It's like, also, I don't agree with the names of the streets that we have in Nairobi, but it's like, some of this, it actually makes sense, you know. I can't believe being on Kenyatta Avenue and you're like, eh, niko kwa hii street in unajua, you know, it would just be such a hassle.
I think to get creative nazo, like
Depending
on how it looks like.
Sanford, you know, when Sanford was there, you know, it'd be
like, sir, check, come up with Sanford.
Direction inanzia hapo.
Tuseme yo junction niko hapo, ito e Sanford Junction. Ama Sanford Street. Yeah. It makes sense, because I think Kenyans, we and human beings, we like doing things by association. That's how you even get your nicknames. Because, oh, we associate you with this, so we are going to give you this nickname.
True.
But here is one that cooked my noodles. I don't know if it's gonna cook yours, manze. But let me use this phone as an example, right? On this planet, this phone weighs X kgs or X grams, right? If I take a source of heat or fire, I burn this phone to ashes.
Burn them.
We you know be the vibes. Burning up, you know. It's gonna burn to ashes, right?
Burn it up? Oh.
So the ashes are going to weigh different, but there is the mass of this phone that changed its form into maybe gas, right? and vaporized because the heat. I've been left with the ash and these gases that have been released, right? But still on this planet, if I take those gases and the ashes, they could accumulate to the weight of the phone that we had weighed before we burnt it. I want you guys to keep that in mind. Class is in session, sir. Austin, napenda vile Austin amestrop kila alikuwa anafanya hadi akatan manzo. What is this nigga on? Sir, I want you to account that, right? This might get morbid, but when people die, they get buried. More people are born. So isn't the weight of the universe always increasing? Because nothing escapes. The phone that I burnt, the gases, they didn't escape this dome or this planet. They still, they might relocate. The wind might take them elsewhere. But it's still on this planet. So our planet gets heavier by the minute or by the second, and I feel like that's trippy to me. It cooked my noodles. I don't know what you think about that.
Oh, mongeza kejinga pi kwa iwas. Nikejinga pi mongeza.
Inategemea, inategemea nisanga api.
Ay, 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 enyewe. Eh, nibizuri ni high thoughts tu kwa sababu, eh?
I just thought them, because the universe never gets lighter. It always gets heavier.
So scientists and researchers, do we need like it pale kwa comments and whatnot?
Amuna cheke aje. You agree?
No, it's
like we're always getting heavier.
No, no, I feel as if it's such a good I thought that I don't want to know the conclusion.
Eh?
I want it to be in limbo. Like, I want to go think about it a bit more.
Okay, fair.
Like, okay, okay.
Fair.
But yeah, it's one of those ones. But it,
I hope it cooks your noodles.
Sense. Yeah, maybe.
Because it cooked mine.
It was a good, like,
you see it or two.
Hey, manze, it's gonna wait, manze. I don't think I can wait. Anyway. Tatuone manze.
Ah! Unataka kufanya
msamiati? Do you think that's like... Oh, no. Oh, ni sawa. Hey, msamiati. Tukiingia LinkedIn's. Relax and take note. Oh, 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 I take... Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire... There are some effects.
Mugana msamiati.
Hey, no. Kuna msali ni DM akasema what was dildingi.
Hey, dildingi likuwa ni nini? Dildo. But dildingi, nigga. Dildingi.
That time...
I swear Kuchi would go dry if someone said dildingi.
You never knew. You never knew. You never know, manze. Yeah. You never know, manze.
But the thing is, at least it is in a survival.
Yeah, yeah, this week, man, no, na tuwa sewa marinate on the yeah. Those ones we gave them, boys. Walai, this week, sijako kwa ile bag.
Okay, sawa.
Kwa sababu, yeah, sijako kwa ile bag, mzuri, but yeah.
Mimi nilionza kidogo, but sijui kama yuko hapo. I don't know. Okay, let's go. Ilikuza katikati ya ndoto, but...
Ah, this is not going to be good.
Yeah, it's not. Napenda vile osi na meseti kamera kwa... Damn, oh, it's also solo 16, shot 16, on him. Almost for 20. So, damn, you all are going to hate me for this.
The
man.
Room went cold, quiet.
Anyway, this could be used for like shwari, like fiti, like sambamba. Austin, that's how come. It's that bad already, I know, it's that bad. And it could also mean Siri. Or secret. So I'm giving you the freedom to. So
it's gonna be bad, man.
Are you ready?
This is gonna be another sendunya. Hi,
Sembeto.
Why does it have Sembeto? No, guys. Next week we shall ponder on sendunya and, of course, the other one. Maganish, Maganish.
It came to me in my sleep, bro. What was I supposed to do?
Sembute now. We'll just do a poll. We'll see which one. No,
Sembeto. Niko Sembeto.
Sembugutu. Sembugutu.
No. Niko Sembeto.
Thank you very much.
Sembeto is the opposite of? Ah? Not Sendunya. The one for last week, bro. Come on.
Maganish Maganush.
Maganish Maganush.
That's not, not...
The opposite of Maganish Maganush is Sembeto.
No, please don't relate the two.
Ini Sembeto.
Leave them alone.
Sembeto, but it could also mean secret. Like, bro, eh, kuna sembeto nafa kukuchapia.
Sembeto? Sounds so dirty.
You know what? It's actually sounding better than I thought it was, bro. Sembeto, it's actually not so bad. Yeah, I'm standing on this one. And it sounds like a venereal disease.
Ule msi ako na sembeto.
Now, if you say that, ule msi ako na sembeto.
You know, we could change it up and make it to become that. We can make it become a negative word. No, it's such a bad waste. Word.
No.
If somebody has... Okay, we can...
Nikona sembeto, it doesn't sound something
negative.
Bad.
It sounds it's, negative.
No, it sounds something good.
Like, for sembeto. Me, if someone asks me to use it in a sentence that's big, especially if I interpret it, it's like someone with bad vibes. Like, ule msi ako na sembeto.
Akona masembeto.
Yeah.
So to ifanya bad vibes.
Sijui.
Sembeto. They can be the judge, by the way.
You tell us, but ikwe bad
so
vibes
am I secret, fiti, like shwari, or bad vibes. Usikuja yeah. Kuna masembeto.
Kuna masembeto. Ujakula. Ujakula. Okay. Ujakula. Ujakula. Hey,
not bad. Metamorphosis.
Metamorphosis.
Hey, kunyambua. Kunyambua kitenzi.
Yeah, but yeah. Always, you're always making fun of me when I can't go to a restaurant and pick what to eat.
Yes.
So researchers have said that menu anxiety is something. So you shouldn't make fun of me.
No, I know it's something.
Yeah.
But I'm still gonna make fun of you because what is that?
If I brought this to light, you'll at least.
No.
Oh wow.
No, we know this. You can't use that to attack me, bro.
No, but I can't use it to defend myself. Like it's anxiety.
No, it's very childish for you to not know what. What you want to eat every time. No, sometimes it's okay.
Hey, the menu
but
is complete.
But every time.
They change the menu.
Every time, nigga.
They change the menu. It's
nah,
my
come
fault.
On. Come Aye. On. Decide what you want to eat. This is what you don't
G-bag
have.
Na jug. G-bag na jug. Tuko G-bag na jug.
This is why you don't have a type.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
But also, something for high thought, something to think about.
Mm.
Imagine hosting a game night, but instead of Scrabbles and all those game night games, it's KCP papers or KCSC papers.
Oh, yes. Let's do it.
you and Austin looks like you'll have so much fun.
Oh,
with
yeah,
no girls
yeah.
at that party. There's no girls
no,
at that
bear,
party.
No, bear girl them.
Nah.
Bear girl them.
Nah.
Why no girls? Why do you want to do a cock fest with niggas,
bro? Tumeenda now, but kucheza pi... Mukifanya paper two ya masi tuko PE uko hije.
No, we need to do that. Kwanza majesma. Tofa kupata like a series of jesma papers.
Ah, no.
Game night. Game night for real. Game night for real. I'm down for that.
I better win like a big cash prize if that is it.
No, and let's, we even make it more interesting. You pick your favorite subject and we get to test you on that subject.
Mini pati any history. Now apiga kila kitu.
Mini pati any siyari.
Oh yeah, religion. Hey, yeah.
But also, no, give me Swahili. I think I'd enjoy Swahili so much.
Okay.
Austin anataka science, ama ki geography. Eh? Chemistry, bro, calm down. Primary school. calm your titties. This is primary. I don't remember anything in high school, by the way. You talk like barua. But primary school, now we can do that for sure. So okay. you're sticking to history.
Yeah,
so you're going to social studies.
Inge, apo mambo ya maps ilikuwa geography.
Hey, kwanza maps, yeah.
Map wake ilikuwa geography.
Ilikuwa geography, yeah. Compulsory question one.
Baby, you know, the lay of the land, I know, you know, that geography, photography, you know.
The land is sloping from the
yeah,
east.
Yeah, the well is southeast from the church.
The shrine over there indicates that, yeah, this is the religion of this place. Mapi ilikuwa zinatukula head, bro.
Kukiwa na inaitwa aje, railway line, kukiwa na crops.
Manzi,
chukua 15
deep.
Marks pale zote. Manzi,
tumetoseka. I think guys can also have fun with that in the comment section. Yeah. Game night, if you are to do only, this is primary school papers, KCP papers, in Jesma. What subject are you dying with? Unakufa na gani?
That's crazy.
Hapo kwenye comment section as you like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Yeah, damn. Tutoke kwa high thoughts.
Ah, si uko tulitoka kitambo, bro.
Yeah, damn.
Damn.
Tulikuwa uko.
Oh, yako ilikuwa one way.
One way ticket, no return.
Nigga, ilikuwa two way, bro. Ilikuwa na return.
But yes. Anyway.
You have something else you want to talk about?
Nah, man. I feel
you
as
get something off of your chest?
Nah. I feel as if it makes Gucci, man. Yeah, man.
Oh, damn.
Nice. Unless
NBA.
You want to say something. Oh,
NBA,
yeah.
All-Star weekend. It didn't hit me until this All-Star break that, yeah, they've been switching up the teams. unakumbuka kuliko nile team ya team LeBron, team Giannis, and all that. So now they're back to legit East versus West. And you can see for a fact, yeah, the West is packed and everything. But
they lost.
We don't care.
Dame is showing off though.
Kuna msalisema Dame is only showing up at games that don't matter. I'm like, come on. Be nice.
Like,
no,
Mandem was just pulling up. It was like being like, you guys are praising Steph. Look at this.
Kulikuwa na couple of theories that came up and I thought, this one's actually makes sense. But the East, walitupigana margin kubwa sana because the team had more guards.
We didn't
have as many guards as the East had. Austin, if you think about it, talk like, yeah, who are the guys making all the plays? It was the guards.
Yeah.
Kina Haliburton, Kina Trey, you know, Dame.
It was also good to see KD, LeBron, and Steph.
On
one team. That was magic for a second.
Yeah,
you know?
I loved that, Manzi.
That was
good. That.
Also, I didn't like the dunk contest. I didn't like... Yeah, the three-pointer was good, but it was like... really up there, you know?
I feel like next year, yeah, the NBA, WNBA collab should go a longer way. Like, I want Kina Sabrina Ionescu on the three-point shooting contest because you remember her scoreline was tied with Dame's winning scoreline. And this was her first and only round.
Yeah.
You know, meaning three-point shooting contest and yakuwa miosha wasi wengi sana. But yeah, speaking of the dunking contest, yeah, I feel like they need to bring more outsiders to make it more entertaining.
It needs to be like an and one or something, like, you know, a street ball kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Also, hey, Jaylen Brown, man, damn. For me, like, it was okay. And even the commentators were like, Jaylen Brown is an in-game dunker. He's not the guy to select for the dunk contest. You know,
he's one of those ones to catch one in the game.
Yeah, a couple. Yo, he gets bodies in games, man. Like, he's a crazy in-game dunker. Like, atakuposterize, but that's just it. When it comes to creativity, Cat Williams will have signed up for... Nilikuwa na mcheke na dunk kwa All-Star game, and I'm like, this would have been the nigga on the contest, bro.
I guess it's all about the incentives for those guys, you know, and stuff. So, maybe the guys were not just willing, because that's all the complaint that is usually there, like... You hear even Kobe say a long time that, you know, it's not, guys don't have that same, you know, competitive kind of like drive and, you know, that, you know, I'm trying to beat me, you know, type of thing, like the way they had, you know.
So, Nona, like, what kind of incentive is going to get guys to be more competitive during the All-Star? Because this is my theory. These niggas don't care about the All-Star because as soon as the All-Star is done, it's back to the regular season. And that's where now everything else is gonna matter. So you don't want a highlight of a capsule moment to affect the rest of your season. You know, because some guys have gotten season ending injuries during the All-Star break and you're like, damn, only for the All-Star break.
Yeah.
It might not be as worth it. So I feel like Kina Adam Silver gonna have such a challenging job trying to find ways in which maybe next year they can make the game or the All-Star break a bit more competitive.
But
pale kwenye dunking, nah.
Was not it. Plus, also, the halftime shows that they have, they can make it better. I liked, a few years ago, they had Burna Boy and I think it was Burna Boy and a few other African artists performing. I liked that more than, you know, whatever they were trying to do this time. So, I feel as if they could have done better also in the halftime show.
That Jennifer Hudson Bado.
No, Akosawa, but it wasn't for that crowd. Like,
true.
It really didn't mesh well. Like, it would have been like something else, you know?
Yeah, rap. Like, I was thinking them. Maybe, yeah. Had they brought on someone like maybe Uzi and Ice Spice, they'd have lit up that place.
Or even 21 would have been good. Too.
21. Yeah. Ooh, yeah, 21 would have lit up the place. Yeah.
That was nice. So, yeah, that's basketball. Nah. But I'm feeling playoff lazima.
You guys are going to make it to the playoffs.
Na lazima
tabia. Mbona LeBron ana cause okay, as
he's like
as
100
speak,
and point something from that 40K. That's the goat you're speaking.
Aina noma.
Yeah, 102. From the 40K.
You're a Lefan, of course. You have another Lefan in the bill. Wana katu. Stop clicking and look at Doncic owns you, bro. Stop clicking behind that camera, Austin.
Those guys were doing crazy.
Nah, don't you bro. Joke. Nona Kairi akifanya magic, bro. Damn. But I feel like we are tumefika turning point ya season where, yes, the guys who had all the mohahe, all the hype, the young kids, the young players and everything, they have gotten a taste of this is what playing before, this is the off season, you know.
Mm.
This is what it feels like interacting with guys in the NBA, guys in the league, the legends, you know, the stars and all that. And this is what you guys are capable of doing. But now, I don't think they have had a taste of, when it's coming down to the wire, the kind of game that guys are gonna, guys who've been here before, guys who know, I know what it's like to get there, I know what it feels like to not get there, so I know what is expected of me at this level. Yeah. These guys don't have that in their DNA yet.
DNA, yeah.
So na feel like ama, kina Ant, kina SGA, you know, those guys who've been enjoying the season, Nuko Ju at the top of the table, and I'm talking about the West mostly because I don't keep up with the East as much. Na feel like ama tumefika turning point ya season where things are gonna become harder for them, and people like us who've been in the playoffs and in situations where, damn, it's tooth and nail, this is where now we are going to start coming up. Mm. So I feel like, yes, the Lakers, mtakuwa playoffs, Warriors, na feel tutakuwa playoffs pia. Mm. But
yeah,
who do you think at the top in the West is not going to make it to the playoffs, or someone who is going to get ejected and not make it to the playoffs?
I've not really... yeah, of course. Ah, yeah, Suns mtaingia hiyo. Yeah, unajua.
Unaona Suns wakiingia?
Wataingia. Yeah, that I feel as if the only thing that, you know, the worst thing is injuries.
And KD is so injury prone.
Yeah, and also,
and Bradley Beal.
And also he's a big foot, so he's also is the tall. I'll never forget that Brooklyn Nets thing. I'll never forget it. KD stepped on the line.
Manzi, long ass toes.
At one point, and Giannis went and won a chip.
Long ass toes.
Yeah, so that just, you know, he should do something. But yeah, definitely Phoenix Suns.
I know Dallas were making.
I was about to say that combination between Doncic and Kyrie, Doncic also is crazy, but
mad.
Especially if he goes and bees with the MVP, the Serbian guy, what's his name?
Jokic
and Nikola. They could make a good team, but the way they play in the All-Stars, they're too friendly.
If they
get on one team, they would be mad. That's a super team kidogo.
Cause standings are West kutoka 6 going up, ni Dallas, New Orleans,
yeah, Dallas.
Nuggets.
Ah?
Clippers,
New Orleans,
OKC, and then Minnesota,
Brandon,
at number one. Hey, New Orleans, bro, they are a bad man team, bro. They are long and tall, and they can hoop. Pause. They can
so
hoop.
So for me, if I pick, I'm picking the first two seeds.
So Dallas na New Orleans.
Yeah,
I mean, like, wachujawa wili,
yeah,
because
yeah.
After that, number 7 to number 10, ni Sacramento, Phoenix, Lakers, Warriors.
Yeah.
And all of us have to make it to the playoffs.
Sacramento will kick them to the curb. But the way they have been playing, though.
Sacramento watachujua playoffs.
Play-in. Yeah, that small tournament before the playoffs.
Play-in.
Play-in.
Unasema Sacramento watachujua play-in.
Yeah, they won't make it to the big leagues.
Minasema Phoenix watachujua play-in.
Like Austin just looked up.
Dibuk is is balling though. Dibuk is balling.
I feel as if, especially that thing of point to prove, I feel as if it's usually with everybody, especially people like KD. Sticks with you, especially when it didn't work out in Brooklyn, a super team, and then you move.
It only worked out with us, bro. I mean, with us.
Yeah. So right now with Book, it's working.
And Bradley Beal,
yo, that's a mad thing. But it's at the same time, it's like, okay, we've got to really, like, I don't put them too much expectation on them because I'm like, we have to give them also time to gel, like one season. It's like for everyone, like, apart
Clippers,
from LeBron and AD,
Clippers,
AD,
I feel like they have a point to prove because they have three superstars playing together.
Yeah. But now they'll also do that thing where you crumble.
KD na Bradley Beal, especially KD. Buka anakuanga na...
Oh, even Kawhi.
Kawhi is also injury prone.
If he was to get hurt, he would
PG is also injury prone.
he would really hurt those guys.
Harden anakuanga.
PSCC AD. AD nangoja tu.
AD. Nangoja. No, but no, you guys, I insist. Lakers, mkona depth kwa squad yenu. Mkona depth ingine crazy sana.
Sasa tunaitaji ile, sasa, you know, the goodness now, okay, this is my opinion.
Mm.
The goodness of being on a team that is, like, has history. This is the same thing even I say with Manu.
Mm.
It's like, there's usually that kuna ile spirit ya wale greats wa inaingianga ile last second kwa any great club or whatever.
Yeah, the
last,
pride of the club.
It's like Manu ile inajua last minute Fergie time. Also Lakers na feeling it's like when we were doing the bubble and Kobe had just, you know, and that last ninio that Anthony Davis made the three pointer. It's like moments like that you can kind of feel the, it's like the, what is it called? Like the spirit of the whole Lakers since it began, you know, just, so that's where now we're being like
the DNA of the team.
Yeah, the DNA and the history, you know, it's like Magic Johnson, Kobe, Shaq, everybody just, not comes inside you, but
just like, say it. Yeah, I know. Just say it.
But you know, it's like you're
they
like
congregate the, inside
like
you.
You're the airbender. You're bending fire.
Oh my God! Here we go.
Anyway, yes. So I feel as if that's why I'm like in those moments, such things makes. That's why I'm like some players need to be part of big teams because your sudden luck in as a change. That's why I'm being like Lakers. We can grind and be, and get try and get there, but then kutakuwa na hiyo one moment, you know, like a Kobe, moment. Yeah, like a Kobe reincarnation, and it's just like you guys can do nothing. You just have to live o'clock. Through this, yeah, and it could happen to anyone, you know. So I feel as if those are the moments, you know, for a nice cut team. That's my own opinion, you know. So yeah, also you.
But mark my words, Warriors, we're looking dangerous, bro.
Whatever, let's we're
looking
up
very
this
dangerous.
Okay,
like no. Like the way we are playing right now, they have me believing that we could actually win a chip this season. It might sound, yeah, I know. I was gonna say the same thing. It might sound delusional, but the way we are playing right now,
daddy, this season it's the
Did you not see how Steph Curry shot that 3-point in front of your god?
Let's wrap this thing
from deep. Yeah, Devin Booker was just, hey. Steph was, hey. And I got like,
thank you very much for linking us. We are a vibe for sure.
Oh, man.
I've been Neville.
And Young.
Yes, make sure you share, subscribe, like. You are our ambassador. So make sure you go out there, spread the word, use the lingo. I'm waiting to see our lingo at the back of a tuk-tuk or the back of a matatu or a KBS or something like Maganish, Maganish.
Kisindush.
Ah, Sembeto.
Sembeto. Masembeto.
Masembeto. You know? But yeah, thank you, Austin. Thank you, guys. Thank you, good company. Like.
Yeah, man.
We're out, man. We're out.
Adios, muchachos.
We're out.
This is The Chop Shop.
Only a few will understand.
Chopping bricks like a rabbit.
What is this?
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
I know I'm about to kill it. I'm definitely in my zone.
Music. Culture. Vibes. Let's chop it up, baby.